When it comes to Orange County conservative credentials, few can match those of John Murlock. He famously called the 1994 Orange County municipal bankruptcy before it even happened, and he rode that clairvoyance to a long political career, county treasurer, supervisor, now state senator. But now the newly emboldened Democratic Party says it's ready to go after him next year, fresh off its congressional sweep. Gustavo Arellano is here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So let's talk about Murlock's district, what it includes, and who are the folks who live there?
Yeah, so Murlock represents the 37th State Senate District. So that's mostly going to be Huntington Beach, Costa Mesa, Irvine, kind of going up to 55 into Tustin, the eastern portion of Anaheim and Anaheim Hills. Again, historically conservative, middle class, but of course that means nothing nowadays in Orange County after the 2018 congressional sweep by the Democrats.
Well, all right, you say that, and on paper you're absolutely right. But you're an Orange County person. You grew up in Orange County. What do you think?
That's my shtick. When it comes to Murlock, it's interesting because you want to talk about conservative lions. This guy's it, especially when it comes to the Orange County Republican Party as it is today, bruised, battered, kind of not knowing what's the future. And no one has ever really criticized Murlock. His credentials, whether you're liberal or conservative, his credentials have been pretty impeccable. I mean, he made his entire career on calling the 94 bankruptcy. But I think it's really telling that you already have two Democrats, pretty prominent Democrats, saying, "We want Murlock's seat, and we're going to go after it."
One of the two Democrats that have declared so far is a woman named Katrina Foley. She's put her hat in the ring after recently winning a new job.
Yeah, Katrina Foley, longtime politician in Costa Mesa. She was in the city council last decade, took a break to be on the school board, and then this past time around in 2018, she became the mayor of Costa Mesa. So I was kind of surprised, actually, that she had thrown her hat in the ring, to use that cliche, to go against Murlock, because in Costa Mesa, you also have a new reality with district elections. Now, progressives, liberals, Democrats, they run the city for the first time in decades, if ever, at least.
There's also UCI law school professor, a guy named Dave Min. What do we know about his credentials?
Dave Min is running to the left of Katrina. So Katrina, good progressive. Dave Min running more to the left. So he actually ran against Katie Porter, the congresswoman who beat the incumbent in 2018, Mimi Walters, lost a closely contested ballot. So he's actually never held political office. And Katie Porter, of course, also from UCI law. So he's running more on a specifically anti-Trump agenda, whereas Katrina, the usual, we want working families for jobs and all that good stuff. So I would say right now Katrina has more of the name recognition. But again, what's interesting about the current base of Democrats, it leans far more liberal, far more left, frankly, than previous generations of Democrats have in Orange County.
So why declare so early? I mean, what is the calculus? What are they trying to prove here? Are they going after Murlock, trying to punch him month after month before the election?
That's what worked for all the congressional races last year. You had people declaring almost over a year before the actual election, and just, especially nowadays in this day of the internet, they're probably going to hammer Murlock. They're going to say, hey, have town hall meetings. And if he doesn't have town hall meetings, hey, he's not accessible to the public. That was the strategy that worked brilliantly for all the congressional Democratic candidates in Orange County. But also at the same time, I really think they're trying to ride what happened in 2018. We're in February now, so in December, January, February, about 3 months away from that history making. There's still a lot of people that are really energized, and they don't want to wait until November or even the primary in 2020. They want to start doing stuff now.
Has Murlock said anything about his potential opponents?
Oh, no. Murlock, he's probably not going to do anything until next year. And again, though, he has been elected by wide margins in all of his races, from supervisor to county treasurer to state senator. So this one might not be as easy for the Democrats as the congressional races were. That said, it's going to be entertaining.
Well, we'll see what kind of clairvoyance you have. Gustavo Arellano, Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.